We are the righteous, and we will not back down. It is time to prepare for battle. Shields up. Stand strong. It is time to attack.
Welcome to Dragon Radio. With us today, we have Brian and Isaiah, who have just kicked off a new side quest series together that takes place north of Neverwinter in the exact same time period as the two main campaigns. Welcome, guys.
Glad to be here.
Thank you.
All right. How long have you both been playing D&D? And did you play any versions before 5th edition?
Let's see. Kind of hard to say how long I've been playing D&D. At least 12 years. I started with the Star Wars RPG game, but I did dabble in 3.5, I believe it was.
How'd you like that one?
It seemed a little overly complicated, to be honest. What I'm trying to say is how to build the character. It seems way more in-depth.
I heard that about 3.5 from a couple different people. And I guess 5th edition was their way of simplifying all that.
My friend refers to it as more streamlined. And I like the way that sounds.
What about you, Isaiah?
I can't quite remember precisely if it's two years or 3 years already. But I had joined Brian here when we first played Star Wars one, when Dane was the, I guess, DM or GM of it. And it was pretty interesting. Like, I kind of liked the concept. It was a bit, like, you know, complicated and new, you know, as a beginner player. But then I believe that's when you told me you were interested. Either you or Brian told me you were, like, interested in, like, making your own and that you wanted to, like, try it out.
You mean the first campaign?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so that was your first time you played D&D, was that campaign? That's a Journey to Heartsvale campaign.
Oh, okay.
All right, cool. Brian, you're continuing to build the story arc of a character you played at length. Can you tell us a bit about that character and start with his name, race, class?
Yeah. Maturin. He's a turtle sorcerer, divine soul. So I got some healing spells. Follower of Lathander.
Lathander is a good god?
Yeah, I believe he's neutral good. Could be mistaken.
Okay.
Just as a fun little spin on him, he has a little tree growing on the side of his shell. That would be a fun little thing to deal with.
Absolutely.
Maturin is also a character from one of Stephen King's novels.
Literally?
Literally.
Name and everything?
Yeah.
But he wasn't a turtle, right?
He was a giant turtle.
Oh, really? Which book was this?
He was mentioned in It and The Dark Tower.
Oh, okay. Very cool. Isaiah, you, on the other hand, are bringing a brand new character to life in this world, right?
Yeah.
So tell us a little about him as well.
Well, his name is Graxian. He's a druid, half-elf, and he's a hermit. But he, in a way, kind of rose to a somewhat close noble status. He's kind of honed his attitude to, you know, maintain his humbleness and prosperity towards people while, you know, kind of making it up there in the ranks. And he's aiming to do more good and kind of get his merit up, I would
say.
That's
cool. Looking forward to seeing how his early story comes out as you move him along in the campaign.
Just like to add in there that Maturin likes the smoke. He likes the smoke.
Right. In session one, your characters traveled to a small village called Rosewood Hollow. The DM placed it on the map slightly northeast of Neverwinter inside the gigantic Neverwinter Wood. Without giving away any spoilers, what was that like? I mean, climbing inside their brains for a second, what was going through their heads as they walked into that village and met the people who live and work there?
They all seemed pretty nice. The mayor's a little suspicious. Maybe that's just my player brain, the way I'm thinking, kind of scared of everyone.
Right.
I think in the head of Gregson, he's more like, he's kind of like trusting of everyone. Kind of, you know, coming from the mentality that, you know, he's trying to openly kind of stated that he wants to do good. So he feels like people will, you know, kind of repay that naturally. But, and he's also kind of being somewhat cautious, but, you know, not too much, because he's kind of like carefree in a way.
Right. Well, it certainly didn't take long for your characters to realize something was awry in the village. There's definitely an onion to peel there. Do you feel like you guys got a good start on all that in session one?
I believe so. I think questioning all the village, getting as much information as we can, definitely is a good place to start. Try to unravel what's going on and find out what the people aren't saying.
Oh, yeah. It was interesting how, like, you know, the more you talk to, like, you know, some of the NPCs, like, they have a certain, I guess, attitude, you can say, and, like, the more you talk to them and, you know, get to know them, like, the information kind of slowly comes out where they kind of have an ease to, like, liking you or, like, trusting you in a way. As dry as I can put it, like, we kind of got some information and help considering how we kind of, I guess, communicated with a couple of the NPCs. So it's like, you know, we kind of built like some sort of small bond, I guess you could say.
A little rapport with the townsfolk.
Yeah, I mean, they're pretty laid back and appreciative of your characters coming into town and hopefully doing some great things. But session two could prove to be more dangerous, less RP intensive. So what are your thoughts on what might transpire next?
Lots of casualties.
Yeah, I would think so. Or maybe an unexpected or possibly expected foe. Maybe even more than one. Who knows?
Definitely. If we do a good job and get all the clues, we'll definitely get closer to the center of this onion.
Well, the town certainly can't afford many more casualties, that's for sure. So hopefully you guys can keep that from happening. Brian, I really enjoyed your voice for Maturin while he was in the main campaign. Where did you say you drew your inspiration for that voice from?
I drew it from Judd Crandall from Pet Sematary.
Oh, okay.
It comes and goes, so I'm still working on it.
Well, I think it's pretty cool. Looking forward to hearing more of that. And also your character, Maturin, is enamored with a young turtle female named Bina. How does she play into all of this?
So Bina is from the Kabbalah. Which means understanding, and that's how a girl so enlightened and so understanding and compassionate that I imagined her as like a cleric, someone that would help others and maybe not rush into battle with creatures that others would deem as evil and more try to come to a civil resolution.
Right. Maturin is very religious. Tell us a bit about his faith and how it influences the way you play his character.
So Maturin was introduced to the religion of Lathander. Lathander he's about many things, but the one that resonated with me was renewal. And anyone that knows me personally knows that I have an interest in constantly renewing myself to be better. That definitely struck a chord with me, and that's why I chose that deity.
Didn't she bring him into religion, or did he have religion before he met her?
He shopped around for religion, but never really finding his place. And I think having a friend that understood him and that could guide him in the right direction, I think he was indebted.
Yeah.
And the friendship just kind of flew from there, and then joined the Temple of Lathander and became very religious and wanted to help others and help guide them to the light.
Cool. Isaiah, Gregson is a druid, right? Although yeah. He dresses more like a noble. Can you tell us a little bit about his early life?
Well, he grew up in Silvery Moon, born and raised there for quite a bit.
Did you say Silvery Moon?
Yeah. It's a bit west from where we're located at currently. And for the most part, he did grow up as the hermit background, which is, like, I guess you can say his originality.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I guess he always, you know, aspired to be sort of the ideal hero. You know, someone normally, like, in the town, like, the people look up to. He really wanted that.
Right.
So just, you know, growing up, he would, you know, try and take on, I guess you can say, like, tasks. And when people are in, like, peril and they need help, he would, you know, try and get up there so he can provide that there is hope and there is someone who would always be there to help you in some way.
That sounds great. I've been looking for a miniature for your character. I say I got to keep looking, maybe on the Reaper website or whatever. I really like the artwork. I don't know who did the artwork. I'll put the artwork on the landing page for this mini podcast, but hopefully we can find a really cool miniature for the photos. And I know I need to finish painting up Matern as well, Brian. I still have the paint example you sent me, so I'll try to get that done soon so we can get some really cool photos from these sessions up on the site. But that's it for now, guys. Try to keep these little podcasts really short. Thanks for stopping by and talking about this stuff. And I look forward to what happens in the next session.
Yeah, of course. It was awesome, man. Thank you for having us.
All right, guys. Take care.
You too.
Sweet.